From 1931 to 1934, Rife worked very closely with Dr. Milbank Johnson and Dr. Arthur Isaac Kendall and other prominent medical doctors isolating disease-causing microorganisms and finding the corresponding frequencies which would kill them. For years, Rife had been testing the frequencies first many hundreds of times on cultures grown in petri dishes for each microorganism. On the cancer virus alone, he had inoculated 411 lab animals with this virus, created 411 tumors, proving that the BX virus was the cause of cancer. Then he used his frequency instrument on many of the animals to eliminate the tumors. By 1934, Dr. Milbank Johnson felt that it was time that they should use the frequency instrument on terminal cancer patients. Dr. Rife was hesitant about working with human patients at this time, and only agreed to do it if Dr. Johnson could arrange for a research committee headed by six of the top medical men in the United States. Because Dr. Johnson was a prominent man himself, well-respected and a medical politician, he had the capability to do this. All these men were at the dinner hosted by Dr. Johnson in 1931. This group of men included Dr. George Fisher, Children's Hospital, New York, Dr. Whalen Morrison, Chief Surgeon, Santa Fe Railway, Dr. George Dock, Dr. Arthur I. Kendall, Director, Northwestern Medical School, and Dr. Alvin Ford, President of the American Association of Pathologists. He also wanted the medical committee to be under a legitimate university. Dr. Johnson arranged for the University of Southern California to sponsor the research committee. With all these requirements in place under Dr. Johnson's control, the clinic of 1934 was ready. Now they would see if the instrument would work on terminally ill cancer patients who had no hope. The clinic lasted approximately 70 days.